Ow. All right. Hey, everybody. Rex Bear, Leak Project. How the heck are you? Reporting to you live. It's about 8:30 p.m. here Mountain Time. So somebody just said it was almost 3:30 a.m. where they're out at. So thank you for staying up patiently. I just did a podcast on this, and the first stream was kind of glitching. Hopefully this one won't be as bad. I did move the router closer to the garage, so we'll do our best with this. But hey, enough about that, right? So check it out. Let's just get started right away. So buckle up, Buttercup. Enough is enough. Doesn't this look like his mugshot? Well, in the mugshot, his mouth is actually closed, but the eyebrow is very similar. And there are photographs that look almost identical to this facial expression. And this facial expression, this card game came out in 1994, Steve Jackson Games. Now, Steve Jackson, if you ask me, is a legend. This card game is a legendary card game. This is like comparable to The Simpsons when it comes to some of the just uncanny predictions that seem to unfold. And you have to ask yourself, is it art mimicking reality or reality mimicking art? Well, we're going to talk about it. And I wanted to give a huge shout out also. So I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people that are kind of concerned about finances right now, rightfully so. I mean, you're definitely not alone. And I've been with Noble Gold Investments now for several years. I've helped a lot of my friends and family convert their 401 and IRAs into precious metals. And also I have friends that stack gold and silver, and they've purchased quite a bit through Noble Gold Investments. So I just wanted to let you know that they are offering a very special, this is a 5 ounce silver America the Beautiful coin. I've actually got a couple of these, and these are being handed out to anybody that converts their 401 or IRA and they qualify. So find out how. Give them a call, 1-877-646-5347. Go to leakprojectgold.com. Get the free ebooks also, How to Get Out of the Rat Race. Wow. Look at this one. It's interesting how one thing that I've noticed is, and you'll actually see this in the cards, I'm going to show you this in a minute. If you look at this future prophecy and this future movement of digitizing everything, having a digital currency, having everything hooked up to a digital system that is monitored and tracked and blockchained, why are banks buying so much gold and silver? Like, if everything's going digital, then why are banks spending so much money buying gold and silver? I find that very interesting. Let's get into this, shall we? Here we go. All right. So the first, this is kind of, I don't know, this is, hopefully this isn't a sign, right? Now, remember, this is a live action role play. Any similarities are pure coincidence. The first card that came up, this was actually tucked away. This is the first card that came up. So this is, it's a pretty serious card right there. The second card that came up, which I find very interesting, and these cards were actually flipped around. So all the other cards were flipped one way. These cards were flipped up. When I pulled out all the cards, these were the two that popped up. And this is the Hollywood card. This is the Hollywood card. And there's a lot going on right now in Hollywood. I mean, if you look at the strikes and the artificial intelligence, basically assimilating faces of movie stars and then movie stars signing over their rights so that AI is basically going to run the show. I thought that was very interesting that these were the two cards, the only two cards that were flipped over. And that was, yep, those two. Okay. Now, remember, folks, that Swiss Army knife of yours has many functions. They're playing this card right now big time. They're playing the UFO card big time. Oh, yeah, those emergency texts soon. That's right. I also, dude, you're tripping me out. Thank you for reminding me of that. I had this card tucked aside. I was like, why is something telling me to show this card? You're right. That's right. Here we go. Sorry, I got excited. This was only a test. Susie says, you do know we're going to get those emergency texts soon. Well, for some reason, I was compelled to show this card. This was only a test. Thank you for reminding me of that. Wow. Okay. So, flying saucer, they're playing the flying saucer card. big time right now. And this is how they're going to bring people into a digital currency in this live action role play that we're playing right now with cards that came out in 1994, just to remind you, the internet worm. Oh yeah, there's a Hawaii card. I've got the Hawaii card right here. The Hawaii card was already played. It's been played several times. There's the Hawaii card. If you look at the Hawaii card, you know what I find interesting about this Hawaii card? That Hawaii card, the person on the front of that Hawaii card, it just looks very, now remember, this is an artist rendition of a tourist, but it looks kind of like Kim Jong-un, doesn't it? Weird. And remember a couple years ago when there was the false alarm and people were trying to hide their kids in sewage drains because they got an alert that said, you know, there was an ICBM or something like that heading their way. Well, there's the Hawaii card. So we've got the Hawaii card. I'll put that right there. Well, we'll set that over there for now. So let's go back to the unfolding of... Now, this is another card that was played last year. The Eliza card. The Eliza card. Now, if you look at Eliza, this card here, from the Steve Jackson games. Look at the name of the Steve Jackson games. You got to love this. But if you actually look at this, if you research Eliza, there was a algorithm that came out in the 60s, like a chatterbot. And then last year and early this year, there was somebody on X that left a lot of X's or tweets, and the similarities are uncanny. The similarities are uncanny. I talked to Jacob Israel about this because he had been following this person on Twitter for some time. I hadn't heard of her before. Him and another person that I know, Micah Dank, actually had been following this person. And I just find it uncanny how similar this card looks like that person. Once again, this is, you know, purely live action role play here. This is purely coincidence. Now, we go back to the cards that are being played, right? We've got the UFO card being played big time. Yeah, notice the color of this card also, right? Notice the color. But anyway, so we got the UFO cards. The UFO card is being played big time right now. Flying saucers, big time. Then to bring people into this new, where do we go here? We'll get to it in a minute. So, internet worm, boom. Floating point error. Computers around the world start to glitch out. Boom. United Nations has a meeting. They say we need to do something about this. We need to save the people. We need to protect the people because we care. We have a 5-year game plan that we're going to present to the people. This 5-year game plan is inspired by the Red Star. We're going to use the military-industrial complex to bring in this new 5-year plan that was voted on by the United Nations. And because of the problems with the internet and the problems with the security and the, you know, electrical stuff that's going on, there's going to be a new budget that's going to be created. A new budget. It's not just any kind of budget, though. It's going to be a new currency. It's going to be a new currency that's linked to your body activity. And the patent is most likely connected to this technology will be WO0606068. Interesting. We're going to have new smart cities. We're going to have new grid systems. We're going to have everything microchipped. We're even going to have your cereal box microchipped. We're going to have your cheese microchipped. We have cheese microchipped right now, but don't worry because it's edible. We're going to allow edible microchips. You're going to feel amazing. It's organic. It's going to be less calories. It's going to be better tasting, and it's all going to be a part of the smart city. So we can follow it from inception to when it goes back into the toilet. We can follow it through your body. We can see what it does to your body. We can collect all that data. And then when you release that data back into the toilet, we're going to get access to that information again at the exact time. We're going to know how many times you went there. We're going to know exactly how many steps you took to get there. We're going to know everything about you because everything is going to be monitored and tracked, and everything's going to be connected to a quantum computer system that can track everything simultaneously. And it's for your protection. And it's because we love you. And it's because we have new artificial intelligence programs that have been developed that are going to take your jobs. So we're going to have a universal income system, and it's all for your protection. If you are worried about it, that's okay, because we have these guys. We have the deprogrammers. Doesn't that look like Brittany? Poor Brittany. But anyway, we're going to deprogram you for several years if you don't figure it out, because we need to prove to you that we have your best interest at heart. So we're going to reprogram you by deprogramming you. And we're going to reprogram you and remind you about global warming, because you know global warming is very, very real. Global warming is so real, as a matter of fact, that it starts hurricanes. We didn't even know what hurricanes were until humans. Humans have so much air conditioning and cows fart so much that hurricanes were created and global warming. And it's also going to cause more volcanoes. We're going to see more volcanoes because you have too much air conditioning and you're not eating Z bugs and because you own stuff. Well, because of the global warming that's your fault, human, because of the global warming that is your fault, human being, we now have an international weather organization to protect you. Don't worry, this won't do anything with modifying the weather. This is just to protect you. And if it is modifying the weather for your protection, ask Uncle Bill. He loves you. Weather satellites. Power satellites. All you get, satellites. And because of this, because of the amount of energy that humans need, and because you don't eat enough bugs, and because you require too much air conditioning, Uncle Bill and others are going to tell you, we need more nuclear power. We need more nuclear power right now. Nuclear power with genetically modified mosquitoes. Do you understand me? Nuclear power. Now, we can't have this happen now, can we? Because if we do, it'll be your fault because you have air conditioning. France, Las Vegas, New York. Get ready. Be prepared, not scared. This live action role play. Now, we all know that there have been events that have already unfolded. Now, let me ask you this. Who does this look like? Who do these two look like? They're plotting something. They're getting something ready. Let's get organized, shall we? I think I know who those two might be. Let's get really organized years later. Let's get super organized. No backlash, though. We must prevent backlash. Don't be an imposter. How could you be an imposter? You look just like him. Don't worry, because we are going to install a charismatic leader that's going to split the nation. This charismatic leader will divide the nation in half. We have plans for this. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Or is enough enough? No, because you need more. We need more. We need more. Wait, there's more. Now, there is a contract on America. There is a contract on America. And the, what's the definition I'm looking for? So like, if you are the owner of a contract, what do you call that? And who was just ushered in as the king of the world? King Charles was just ushered in as king of the world. But who else is a part of this contract on America? Who else is a part of this contract of America? Would the Vatican have anything to do with it? Would the South American Nazis have anything to do with it? Would the CCP have anything to do with it? I'm asking questions in this live action role play. Would the CCP and other organizations use the liberal agenda? No, they would never do that. Would they infiltrate Silicon Valley? Maybe. Well, what about those pesky corporate masters? Do they oftentimes have a mob influence? And are there criminal overlords in places that we might not expect? The military-industrial complex. They were in Peru at the perfect time to save those villagers from Sentinel space aliens. Space Force! Space Force is cool. They have lasers. Jetpacks. Fraternal Orders. Fraternal Orders. The Templars. Maybe the Rosicrucians. And don't worry, because they love to blind people. They love to blind people with science. They love to make screaming memes. When things get really hectic, let's put in a very charismatic leader. But if we allow a very charismatic leader to be an honor, absolutely need an imposter just in case. What if they go rogue? Well, we have an imposter card to take care of that, silly. And during these times of great change, during these times of great instability, we need to put together the most powerful info ban. We need sensors and ships. We also need to smash those state symbols of tyranny. We need to get rid of the history that showed those that didn't care about equality, because we're about equality here. You will own nothing and like it. You will eat the bugs. We will definitely pull this card once or twice. Oh, but if you go in, you're going to be in big trouble, but don't worry. Don't worry, we'll protect you. Australia. Australia. Be careful, Australia. We love you. We love the Outback. Well, that's okay. Because we have this card. The conspiracy theorist cards. What does this card say? Let me read this card to you. The powerless and much mocked group is prized by the Illuminati because their wild ravings often contain useful ideas. While you control this group, you may have one extra plot card in your hand at all times. This is a weird card. Well, seizing the time, this is a card that I can't prove yet is being played. But if it's ever played in time, if anybody ever figures out how to time travel, then they have seized the time. And I think there's something to this card. That's okay, because some of us know secrets that man was not meant to know. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day. And, thank you, Melissa. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to use that for the move. I'm moving, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to have a big garage sale, and we're going to be at the Crestone Energy Fair coming up in just a couple weekends. Look it up, Crestone Energy Fair. Diamond from Oppenheimer Ranch is going to be there. I'm going to be giving away a ton of stuff there, and I really hope to see you there. And all right, I'm going to save this card. I'm going to save this card for later. But there is a card right here that is a very, very powerful card. Not one of the most powerful. Remember to be the change you want to see and check us out on Patreon for exclusive ad-free content. And you can sign up for as little as a buck because it's the thought that counts.